Hello and welcome to the program. We continue in our series on the subject of revival. Psalm 85 and 6, Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? We would really like to see a revival in this day and age in which we live, but it'll never happen unless this prayer is a reality. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence, daily live. I surrender all. Let's make this our sincere prayer today. In a previous program, we were looking in Ephesians chapter 6, and verse number 10, Paul said, Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Now, the question is, can we be strong on command? Paul says to these people at Ephesus, be strong. Are they going to be strong because he said so? Did we just say, okay, I'm going to be strong? In the book of Joshua, we see where God told Joshua, Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Now, is he going to be strong and very courageous simply because he's told to be? Can we be strong on command? You take a child and you say, oh, maybe there's a thunderstorm and the thunder's banging away and the lightning is flashing and the child is scared. So we tell them, be strong, be of good courage, be not afraid, neither be dismayed. Can you be strong because somebody commands you to be strong? Have not I commanded thee? Joshua 1:9. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. Now the question is, what did he command them? Have not I commanded thee? Notice this is in the past tense. What did he command them? That thou mayest, number one, observe to do all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Number two, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Byproduct, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And so he said, this book shall not depart out of your mouth. Meditate therein day and night. Observe to do according to all that is written therein. I think we have a cafeteria-style religion where we'll pick this and leave that. No, do all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. And so he said, have not I commanded thee? What did he command? Observe to do all. Turn not to the right or to the left. Depart not from the book, meditate therein day and night, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest, when that command is kept. And so Joshua told the people, he commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host, and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. So he says, prepare, pass over, and possess. Now they're leaving the wilderness, and they're going into the promised land. Now I know we sing these hymns about the promised land being heaven. That's just not scriptural. They went over into the promised land, and the first thing they did was fight the battle of Jericho. There's no battles in heaven. And they fought a lot of other battles. But they had the victorious Christian life on the other side of the Jordan. And so what he's saying here, if we want to see revival, prepare. Prepare. Pass over and possess the land that God has given to us. So the command is to prepare. You remember the story of Elijah. He had that great time on the mountain. What a victory. In the next chapter, we find him hiding in a cave. And God said to Elijah, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And we can rest assured, if it was too great for Elijah, it's too great for us. And so, Psalm 1:1-3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Byproduct, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So we have the command, Proverbs 4:26, ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Now, what have we done? Well, we've turned to the right, and we've turned to the left. God said, no, this is the way. Walk in, straight through. No, we decided some years back that we needed to focus on the attendance. That was it. I can remember being told, you've got to set a goal of 200 a year. You want to baptize 200 a year. Set an attendance goal. So instead of praying, we put our focus on promotions, whatever we can do to get that crowd. Instead of repentance, Oh, get rid of that. Don't. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Yeah, but we're not going to get a crowd that way. He got himself crucified. We don't want that. We want to get a crowd. So let's tell them all they have to do is believe. Only believe. That is a doctrine from hell. And the result of that? Separation? No. Infiltration. We have been infiltrated by all kinds of people who prayed a prayer minus repentance. That means they were never saved. Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. So we've filled our fundamental independent Baptist churches with people who have prayed a prayer but have never been saved. Is it any wonder the church is in the mess that it's in today? And then we went to worldly methods. I remember when I got saved, went to church, and they always referred to down the front there as the pulpit area. Today, no, we're going to do it like the world does it. We don't want to call it the pulpit area. That's a platform. What do you do on a platform? You entertain. Oh, the world entertains their people, and, you know, they get drunk or whatever they do. We'll entertain our Christians. Then there was a sign on a door. I remember seeing it as a 12-year-old kid. It was said, Pastor's Study. That got my attention. What do you see on the door today? Pastor's Office. Why? Because that's how the world does it. We need an office. That sounds better than studying. And then prayer meeting? We had a prayer meeting every Wednesday night. It was announced as a prayer meeting. Not anymore. No, we call that the midweek service because people don't like to pray. Oh, we'll throw a little token prayer in here or there and call it prayer. No, it used to be a prayer meeting, not a midweek service. Jeremiah 8:16, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. But they said, like we have said, we will not walk therein. And so we pray. We say, well, I've heard about these revivals. We've heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days and the times of old. But wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Well, certainly won't revive us unless we follow the path that he says to follow. Why should he revive us so that we all revive to do it wrong? What we need is a genuine discontentment. Romans chapter 9, Paul said, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continued sorrow in my heart. What are you sorrowing about? Oh, I wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Paul said, I'm concerned about fellow Christians. The psalmist prayed, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save such as be of a contrite spirit. Nehemiah said to the king, why should not my countenance be sad? When the city, the place of my father's sepulchre, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire. What? Nehemiah, look, stop. You have a real plushy job. You are in charge of security for the most powerful king on the face of the earth. Relax. No, I can't relax. Why? Because the place of my father's sepulchre lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire. He had a genuine discontentment for the way things were in a spiritual sense. Second thing we need to do is simply report for duty. Isaiah said, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for me? Then said I, not me. I'm busy about my plushy job. I got things to do and places to go. And no, that's not what he said. Then said I, here am I. Send me. In Ezekiel, we read, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, and their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord. I sought for a man to stand in the gap. Nehemiah said, I will, and he did. But the foundation of all of it, as we've said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's revival praying. Psalm 19:12, who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is revival praying. James said, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. He said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So we read in the Bible, they prayed. Abraham prayed, Moses prayed, Hannah prayed, Samuel prayed, Elisha prayed, Hezekiah prayed, Amos prayed, Ezra prayed, Nehemiah said, I prayed, Job prayed, Daniel prayed, Jonah prayed, Matthew 6:26-39 says, Jesus prayed, disciples prayed, Peter prayed, Cornelius prayed, Paul and Silas prayed, Elijah prayed. The Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. We read of Jesus in Mark 1:35, and in the morning rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Luke 6, we read, it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Hebrews 7:25 tells us, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto him, unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He's making intercession for us right now. Romans 8:34, it is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. John 16, Jesus said, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. James said, you have not because you ask not. Philippians 4:6, be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. David prayed, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This is revival praying. He said, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, and then open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Again, we read in James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Psalm 119:126, it is time for thee to work, for they have made void thy law. Well, he will work if we will do what he says to do. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence, daily live. That's where it starts.